888-805-6477. Somebody's going to win. Why not let it be you?
From New Hampshire Public Radio, I'm Laura Kanoy, and this is The Exchange. For the fifth time in 5 years, NPR has new leadership. On July 1st, Jarl Mohn became president and CEO. And given all the recent turnover at the top, there's hope within the public radio system that Mohn will provide some stability and will stay put at a time when NPR and public media in general face huge challenges. Chief among those, what's often called digital disruption, the idea that traditional ways of delivering news and programs are shifting. For example, listeners no longer need to wait till a set time on the clock to hear a favorite program. They can just find it online and enjoy it whenever. And while that's great for the audience, it does upset long-held financial structures that fund programs. So NPR and its member stations, including this one, NHPR, have had to adapt and innovate. Today in The Exchange, the evolving public media landscape and how it's playing out here in the Granite State. We check in with NHPR President and CEO Betsy Gardella, and let's hear from you. It's your chance to talk with the head of this news and information service that you rely on. So give us a call, 1-800-892-6477, 1-800-892-NHPR. The Exchange email is exchange@nhpr.org. Facebook is NHPR Exchange, all one word. And Betsy Gardella, welcome back. Good to see you.
Well, Laura, thank you so much.
So Jarl Mohn, the fifth leader in 5 years. Betsy, you're on the NPR board of directors. What has this turnover meant for the organization?
Yeah, it's been a time of a lot of transition for NPR. But I have to say, as a listener, I don't think NPR has missed a beat. You know, the reporting is extraordinary, really, when you think about what's going on in the world and the extent to which we rely on NPR's coverage of everything from what's going on in the Middle East to the World Cup in Brazil. They have been there, and you just wouldn't know that there was any musical chairs going on at the top. The fact of the matter is NPR has had extraordinary interim leadership. Paul Haga was the interim CEO, and he wrapped up at the end of June, right before Jarl came in, and they've had time to connect with one another, spent a lot of time doing the handoff. Paul did an unbelievable job. The guy is brilliant, fantastic, loves public radio, and he was in the chair for, I guess, almost 11 months, worked for a dollar.
Really? A dollar?
This was a labor of love. He had a ball, and now we have Jarl, and Paul was a former board member. He will be coming back on the board in the next term in November.
And I guess, as I said, you serve on the NPR board. I mean, that's a big deal, Betsy. Just talk about how that works, how NPR is an organization, you know, with its headquarters in Washington and its employees and so forth, but it also has a board made up of member stations like this one.
That's right. NPR is there are several national distributors in public radio. We hear the acronyms on the air every day, PRI, APM, PRX, and NPR. NPR is the only one that is a membership organization. There are about, I think, 275 stations that are members. And depending on how you count, those member stations operate about 1,000 transmitters, I guess, around the country. So it's a big, big, big network. And the member stations at NPR have a seat at the table. There are 19 people on the board, and 12 of us are elected by our peers to represent them at the NPR board level.
And you've been down in Washington this month for meetings, including meetings with Jarl Mohn. So tell us a little bit about this guy who's going to be running NPR.
It seems great. I was able to meet him during the interview process and then spent quite a bit of time with him both at a conference last week in Colorado and then again in Washington. We had our planning committee, our annual planning meeting. He has a very compelling personal story. He actually grew up, I don't think for his entire childhood, but a part of his childhood in an orphanage.
Really? Wow.
And said it was just awful. And he fell in love with radio very early on as a teen and ended up on the air as a DJ in New York City. And he had a moniker, Jarl Mohn, maybe was not quite the broadcast name that he was looking for. Then he was on the air as Lee Masters and stuck with that name for a while. And he kind of fell in love with media, did a lot of work in commercial media. He was the general manager of MTV and the VH1 network. And then he went on to found the Entertainment cable station. So very successful, very entrepreneurial, really good at understanding audiences and trends and movements. And that may not sound like the best, you know, sort of ramp up to a public media, especially an important job like this, but he has also had a longstanding commitment to non-commercial media. So for the last 10 years, he's been on the board of KPCC, which is Southern California Public Radio, and most recently was the chair. So unfortunately for them, they have some transition now to deal with. But he's also been on the board of the Annenberg School. He's very, very committed to this work and is a longtime supporter of public radio. And he has tremendous energy. He's really entrepreneurial. Obviously, you see that in his whole career. But he feels this is the job he's been waiting for. You know, he's spent the last 15 or so years doing venture capital in the digital space. So he's got sort of both sides of what we're dealing with in media. But he's very bullish on radio. And I like that. He really...
An obvious bias there.
You know,
yeah.
Well, he really understands that however much things are changing, and I hope we'll talk about that in this hour, that radio is still very, very powerful, and we have to remember that.
Well, we should definitely talk about that and digital disruption and what that means in general and specifically for us here at Public Radio. Let me also remind our listeners, Betsy, that you can join us with your questions and comments. It's really a unique opportunity for you to talk with Betsy Gardella, President and CEO of NHPR since the mid-2000s. Join us with your questions and comments for Betsy about this news and information service that you rely on, that you listen to every day. 1-800-892-6477 is the number for you to join us. 1-800-892-6477. Email exchange at nhpr.org. I also want to remind you that you can still get your tickets for NHPR's summer car raffle while Betsy and I are talking. You can go to nhpr.org to get your tickets. So, Betsy, let's talk about digital disruption. I mean, it sounds big. I know everybody's talking about it, but what does that mean in general? And then we can talk about how it applies here at NHPR.
Gosh, well, when, you know, you think of the evolution of media, it's been nothing but disruption, right? I mean, you know, you go way back and you think about radio, and for years, radio was the thing, and then television came along, and there was a concern, oh, is television going to supplant radio? And to a certain extent, it did, you know. I think what's so different about this period of time is not the fact that innovation is happening, but that it's happening so fast. It is just, you know, and things take off like wildfire. So, you know, think about, I mean, digital media is disrupting itself. You know, first there was MySpace, and everybody thought MySpace was going to conquer the world. And
now people say, what's that?
I mean, it's gone. It's basically gone. And Facebook has supplanted that. And then, you know, Twitter as another form of social media has become very, very popular, not just as a sort of a headline news, but personality driven. I mean, it's a huge thing. My daughter lives on Twitter. It is, you know, sort of her now social media platform, favorite platform. But when we just think about our daily lives, I mean, when's the last time we've gone to a travel agency? You know, we shop online for rates and we book our airfare. And, you know, there isn't a business that is not being disrupted. So we're just in the mix. But it's changed in a way, the way that we think about programming our air, because back in the day when we started out, we had the exclusive rights to the programming that we bought from the national distributors.
So if you wanted to hear it, you had to tune into NHPR.
Had to turn on the radio. And today that's just not true. If Wait, Don't Tell Me is your favorite show, you can just download the podcast and you can listen to it whenever you want to.
You don't need NHPR
to
provide that for you.
You don't need a radio station. You know, it's and they have a huge podcast audience, that show, as does This American Life and The Moth. I mean, there are shows that have really taken off, and there are a lot of digital-only shows that have really significant audiences.
Really?
So, you know, it's very interesting for us, and in a way, it not only demands that we innovate, but it really demands that we think about what is the service that we can uniquely provide that nobody else will. And that is programming that focuses on New Hampshire and
so
the things that are important
here
to us. And we want to make our programs, I mean, you can listen to The Exchange online. After this show, we will put it up on the website. You know, your neighbor heard I was going to be on and wanted to catch that show. Well, they can listen to it later on today, or they can tune in again tonight to listen. Same with word of mouth, same with all of our news content. But we see this as an opportunity for us to do more of that.
Okay, and very quickly, just to clarify, Betsy, the two big programs that you can't just download and listen to anytime, Morning Edition and All Things Considered, those are still exclusive.
Well,
right?
Not 100%.
Really?
Because,
okay.
Yes, they're creating other digital listening opportunities that they're just starting to roll out with those shows in real time, but you do not have the local news component with those programs.
Okay, a lot more to follow up on in just a moment, but let's check in very quickly with NHPR's Summer Car Raffle.
No matter what is going on in the digital space, NHPR is here for you every single day to keep you informed, to introduce you to new ideas, to make your life more interesting. And that is thanks to listener support. I'm Virginia Prescott, and it's the early bird portion of NHPR Summer Car Raffle. You can pick up your raffle tickets now by calling 1-888-805-6477 or buying them online at nhpr.org. Here is Brady Carlson with more.
And the best reason to get your raffle tickets right now is because we'll be pulling the name of the early bird winner this weekend. If it's your name, you walk off with $2,000 in gas gift cards. Meanwhile, your name goes back in the hat for the car, the grill, the bike, and the kayak that we'll have as prizes next week. So even if you don't win the gas cards this week, you're still in it to win those prizes. You can see more about the raffle at nhpr.org. And while you're there, pick up some raffle tickets. You can also call 1-888-805-6477.
And we make it easy for you. Getting your raffle tickets takes just 2 minutes of your time. We'll need your name, a phone number, where we can reach you if you're the winner to get that call. And we'll take your credit card information so you can get your tickets. That's $50 each or three for $100. So buy your tickets right now before the day slips away from you. Call us at 1-888-805-6477 or go to nhpr.org.
And when you buy those raffle tickets, of course, you'll be helping to support what you hear every day on The Exchange, a program that brings you the issues and ideas that matter to us here in the Granite State, from state government to business, environment, education, and of course, media here in New Hampshire as well. You make that happen by buying your NHPR Summer Car Raffle tickets, and you get a chance to win prizes at the same time at 1-888-805-6477 or nhpr.org.
It can be painful filling up your car at $3.62 a gallon. That's the average price of a gallon in New Hampshire right now. Filling up your car is about can be $30, $40, $50, even $60 and $70, depending on the car you have. The early bird prize of our summer car raffle is going to help ease that pinch. Imagine $2,000 in gas gift cards. That's going to go a long way. You could be our next winner, but really, first you have to get a raffle ticket. They are $50 each or three for $100. Call us at 1-888-805-6477. Buy as many tickets as you would like chances. You can also buy them online at nhpr.org.
And there is no pain in getting those tickets, whether you want one for $50 or three for $100. It just takes 2 minutes to purchase those raffle tickets, and the benefits are here all year long in the form of the Exchange, Morning Edition, All Things Considered, Word of Mouth, and so much more. The number to call, 1-888-805-6477. The web address, nhpr.org.
The gap between listener support and federal support is a big one, and it is not going to get any smaller, ever. We can say that with certainty. And that's where you come in. Your financial support added with other NHPR listeners, that's how we pay the bills. Sounds pretty risky, but we don't think so. When you buy your NHPR Summer Car Raffle tickets today, you are also pitching in a few dollars to pay for the news that you listen to and depend upon. Call us at 1-888-805-6477. Buy your tickets online at nhpr.org.
The grand prize in the Summer Car Raffle is, no surprise, a car, but the winner gets to decide which car to drive away in. That could be you when you pick up your raffle tickets. You pick a new car from any of Pony Automotive Group 6 dealerships, so you could choose Ford, Honda, Hyundai, Mazda, Scion, Toyota. That will happen next week, but when you get your $50 raffle ticket today, you could also win $2,000 in gas gift cards donated by Irving Oil. Visit nhpr.org to pick up as many tickets as you like, or call 1-888-805-6477.
If buying any tickets for NHPR Summer Car Raffle has become an annual right for you, if it's on your to-do list, then do it now. It really is quite easy. It takes just 2 minutes of your time. Then you're going to go on with the rest of the day knowing that you have done your part to keep NHPR on the air and available to all. And of course, taken a really good chance at getting yourself $2,000 in gas gift cards. 1-888-805-6477 or nhpr.org.
To get a raffle ticket, you have to be 18 years or older. You have to have a mailing address in New Hampshire, Vermont, or Massachusetts. You can't work at NHPR or be related to someone who does. Other than that, you're ready to go. You can take a look at the full rules at nhpr.org. While you're there, pick up your raffle tickets. Get in on this early bird prize with $2,000 in Irving Oil gas gift cards. Or you can give us a call at 1-888-805-6477. $2,000 in gas gift cards from Irving Oil. That could be you. Enter right now, and good luck.
Checking New Hampshire weather, partly sunny for today. Scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Some could have some gusty winds and heavy rainfall, large hail and frequent lightning. Hot and humid highs today, mid-80s to the lower 90s. Mostly cloudy, numerous showers and thunderstorms for this evening. Humid, partly cloudy after midnight. Lows mid-50s for the North Country, mid to upper 60s in the rest of the state. Then turning partly sunny tomorrow, cooler, high temperatures in the mid-70s. Support for NHPR comes from you, our listeners, and support also comes to us from Comcast Business, continuously investing to keep customers ahead of the technology curve. Comcast Business is built for business. More at business.comcast.com. And from New Hampshire Music Festival, presenting works by Stookie and Mio, July 24th at the Silver Center in Plymouth. Tickets at the Silver Center box office and nhmf.org. This is NHPR.
This is The Exchange. I'm Laura Kanoy. Today in The Exchange, an inside look at NHPR with our own president and CEO, Betsy Gardella. We invite you to join us at 1-800-892-6477. Your questions or comments for Betsy, it's a unique opportunity for you to talk with the person who is in charge of this news and information service that you rely on. 1-800-892-6477. Email exchange at nhpr.org. Find us on Facebook or Twitter. One more time, that number, 1-800-892-6477. And Betsy, just before we took a break, we were talking about all the different ways that people can access media digitally now, how that affects NHPR. And you were starting to go there, so let's go there now. The idea that where we fit into this whole world is providing unique programming.
Yes, we have always prided ourselves on having a really healthy mix of local, national, and international programs. And we will continue to do that. Public radio listeners are citizens of the world. They want to know what's going on in the farthest reaches, and they want to know what's going on in their backyards. So the really, aside from the curatorial role that we can play by putting together what we think is a schedule that really serves listeners' interests, is by producing local programming that matters. And The Exchange is our, you know, most longtime show, public affairs focused on connecting our community to issues that are, you know, present tense issues for the most part. And then word of mouth, which we started several years ago, which is much more, you know, a magazine format show that looks at a variety of topics with new trends, technology, arts, culture kind of focus, a complement to The Exchange. And we've, of course, put a lot of effort into building our newsroom, which has been a huge initiative for us over the years. And to try and fulfill the promise of New Hampshire public radio as opposed to Concord public radio, I think listeners recognize the voices of Sean Hurley and Chris Jensen up in the North Country telling wonderful stories, very different stories. Sean is sort of revealing the character of the place and the people of New Hampshire, and Chris is reporting more of the hard news, the stories that are affecting that region of the state. We also have Emily Corwin now on the Seacoast, and that's a new initiative that's been in place for about a year, almost a year. So this idea of embedding reporters in communities so that we're really hearing stories as they bubble up through the community. And of course, it's important to cover the State House and to look at the big issues. We're organized in beats: environment, education, business, health. We'll continue with that. But we're really trying to diversify and strengthen our newsroom. We have our first full-time digital journalist, which has been very exciting. And his role is to do what we think of as, you know, sort of more along the lines of investigative journalism, taking a topic and really digging deep and being able to use the qualities of the digital platform to create infographics and interactive tools that really allow our web visitors to dig deep in an interactive way.
Yeah, and some of those investigative reports by Brian Walston have been great and hugely important to the rest of us on the news team for information and understanding and context. You know, the number one comment I get, Betsy, when I travel outside the state to other public radio conferences or whatever is, wow, you guys have such a big newsroom and your state is so small. I mean, New Hampshire's only 1.3 million people, and yet we have this ginormous newsroom.
We do. We're very proud of that. And it has grown over the years, and I think that that's due to a couple of things. I think it's our aspiration to do a really good job and be able to tell a range of stories in a responsible and a very in-depth way. It also has to do with the decline that we've seen in other local media. We have partnered with some of our print media partners, especially at election time. But you know, this is a big topic in and of itself. I think AP is pulled back in New Hampshire, and everybody's doing what they can to serve their local communities, but we see not only an opportunity to step in, but an obligation to step in.
There is a lot less local news being done. Newspapers have had to pull back. Local commercial stations have had to pull back.
Think about disruption. I mean, for the newspaper business, classifieds were a huge source of revenue for them. And then Craigslist came along. Who would have thunk, you know? It was one great digital idea that's really kind of taken away that revenue stream for the print industry. So we're lucky that we have a diverse revenue stream and that we have a form of media that's so suited to people's lifestyles today.
Yeah, everybody's still in their cars. So, yeah, and speaking of the New Hampshire news, when I was in Bethlehem for the Exchange on the Road show about a week or two ago, I heard from so many people at this event, thank you for the New Hampshire news. Mm-hmm. One person said to me, I'll never forget this. He said, I can find out about the Middle East anywhere. Mm-hmm. I can Google it. I can get 30 headlines. He said, but I can't find out what's happening in my own community, in my own state, in my own backyard. So thank you for that. So
that is so nice to hear. That's so nice to hear. I mean, our goal is, can we be New Hampshire's homepage? Not just, and I don't just mean that online, I mean that on the air as well. You know, we are the place that you must tune into in order to know what's going on in New Hampshire, and we will fulfill that promise.
Let's go to our listeners, Betsy. Again, the phone number here in the Exchange is 1-800-892-6477. Email is exchange@nhpr.org. Again, 1-800-892-6477. By the way, you can still get your tickets for NHPR's summer car raffle while Betsy and I are talking. Go to nhpr.org right now to get your tickets. And joining us from Hudson is Ben. Hi, Ben. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Laura. Hi, Betsy. How are you?
Great.
Great.
Hey, so here's my thought. I work down here in Hudson and down in Nashua in the high-tech area, and several times folks have seen me wear, you know, in my NHPR hat, and they say, oh, yeah. And I was just listening to The Moth the other day, and wasn't that a great episode? And I was listening to Radio Lab, and I listened to that. And I say to them, so are you donating? Are you members? Are you doing anything? And they go, oh, no. They say, well, come on. You know, you're doing this stuff. So the question that I have is, you know, we're talking about how the technology has moved fast and everything. How do we get the folks to still be part of the station, not just go over to podcast land? And I don't have an answer to that, but I'm hoping maybe – you know, you guys have been probably thinking about it.
Oh, Ben, that's the existential question. Yes. I mean, if people can access it online, download the podcast, they don't need to listen to NHPR. They don't need to listen to our fundraisers. They don't feel the need to contribute. It's a super question, Ben. Thank you.
Yeah, it really is. And I would love your ideas as a listener and a contributing listener, because it is... gosh, you know, you're listening to our summer car raffle. So we make the case several times a year to listeners that this service happens because they support it. And that is the truth. The corporate underwriting side of our business, which is also very important, can take advantage of digital activity as well as radio listening in order to make the case that corporate underwriters should support us. And they're out there doing their best. And, of course, we go to foundations and we have a little bit of federal support, about 6-7% of our budget.
From the CPB.
From CPB, yeah. But for us, I mean, the whole premise behind our business model is about loyalty. If we wanted to be the biggest radio station in New Hampshire, we would probably be a country western station. That is not our goal. It's not to be big. It's to be great. And to do the kind of programming that we do, we need to incent people to support us. And we, you know, on average in any given market, about 10% of the people who listen to the public radio station support that station. We do a little bit better than that 10%, but we would love to get to 20%, which seems like a very reasonable goal to me. And I think what our contributors could do is evangelize a little bit,
like
Ben,
like
you did too, to encourage your friends. Just say, it's pretty easy, $5 a month, $10 a month, buy a few raffle tickets. It all adds up.
But I do wonder, I think Ben's question is so great, you know, in an era where people can just access The Moth or Radio Lab online, bypassing NHPR, there's really no way you can grab those folks, is there?
Well, you know, there... a few things on that. One is it's important for us to do a better job of getting the message out to listeners that if we are not healthy, those national shows are not healthy.
Because we're helping to pay for
because
those shows.
Because we pay for those. The system pays for those. If you just think of NPR alone, the stations account for about 70% of NPR's revenue. We make contributions to, we pay for This American Life. We pay for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. We pay for all of these national shows that then those content producers distribute on multiple platforms. And that's, you can't stop technology. You've got to go with it. So I think part of it is education. Really, I value all of this, and my local station plays an important role. I don't know, $500,000 or $600,000 goes to these national programs annually. So that's one thing. The other thing is we can get more creative in the way that we fundraise. We can do more online fundraising. We could try a Kickstarter campaign or an Indiegogo campaign, something like that. Planet Money did one last year. It was very successful. So we're talking at NHPR, if we had a really special idea, could we try a Kickstarter campaign and see if we could fund it in a different way and maybe bring in some folks who would be in the 90% who aren't likely to call during a fund drive but love what we do. So we're trying to be creative around that, and it's a really important issue, and I'm so glad that Ben brought it up for us.
Well, Ben, thank you so much. And here's an email that came in from Jack and family in Candia. He says, we already miss not hearing American Roots. That show is truly educational and entertaining, which we think is what so many of NPR shows were in years past. Jack says, now too often shows heard on NPR and NHPR are trying hard to be hip and funny and not always succeeding at either. This has to do, and Betsy, we may not have a chance to finish up this thought now, but American Roots, just real quick on that, please. That's a show about music and history. And
yeah, Nick Spitzer, he's a legend. He's a great guy. You know, it's an example of a show that recycles older shows. They're not producing new shows. And you can get them online. You know, we really wanted to use that evening slot to, the caller's not going to be happy with this, but to try some new things. And we've put, after A Prairie Home Companion, a show called Wit, which is actually produced by the same folks who do A Prairie Home Companion, that may be the successor to that show.
All right. And Jack, we'll talk a little bit more about your thoughts in just a moment. And thank you very much for the email. You can email us as well, exchange@nhpr.org, or give us a call, 1-800-892-6477. More conversation with Betsy Gardell in just a moment. Let's check in with that NHPR Summer Car Raffle.
It's public support that keeps public media on the air every day here in New Hampshire. That's where you come in right now during the early bird portion of NHPR Summer Car Raffle. Pick up some tickets right now by calling 1-888-805-6477 or by visiting nhpr.org. I'm Brady Carlson here with Virginia Prescott.
Hi there. NHPR is a bit like your car. If you take care of it, it will keep running and keep bringing you exactly where you want to go. So while you might win some gas gift cards or maybe even a brand new car, you will definitely be helping to keep NHPR strong when you get a raffle ticket for yourself today. Your $50 will help keep us running smoothly. It's going to help cover our expenses and bring you the news that you tune in for every single day. You can call 1-888-805-6477 or buy your tickets online at nhpr.org.
And it only takes about 2 minutes to make all of that happen. These could be the two most productive minutes of the day. It doesn't take a whole lot of information. You share your name, how many tickets you'd like to buy, how you'd like to pay for them. In just 2 minutes, you help create news reports, programs, conversations, and digital content every single day. And you put your name in the hat to win the early bird prize and the other prizes in the car raffle. Tickets just $50 each or 3 tickets for $100 at 1-888-805-6477. 805-6477 or nhpr.org.
And that'll help support the exchange, which covers topics as diverse as our listeners, from politics to the economy to education to healthcare. Laura shares your curiosity about the world, and every day she asks you to share your curiosity with her because she knows hers are not the only questions that matter. It is through your calls, your insights, your emails, your posts on Facebook, your experience only serves to enrich the show, and your financial support help makes the exchange possible. So support the exchange now with your purchase of NHPR Summer Car Raffle tickets. You can call 1-888-805-6477 or give online at nhpr.org.
If you were the winner of the gas gift cards, $2,000 worth, what would you use them for? Would you take that car trip that you've been looking to take for all these years? Would you fold it into your daily commute to free up a little money in your budget? Would you share them with loved ones, friends, or organizations you support? It could be up to you, but not if you're not in the early bird part of the raffle. So get your tickets right now before that deadline of noon on Saturday. Get in on the early bird prize at 1-888-805-6477.
The NHPR Summer Car Raffle is a sort of annual rite for many listeners who've been tuning into NHPR for a long time, and also for new listeners. Put it on your to-do list. Do it now. It really is quite easy. It takes just 2 minutes. Then you can tackle the rest of your to-do list, knowing that you've done your part to keep NHPR on the air and available to everybody. You can buy your tickets by calling 1-888-805-6477 or buy them online at nhpr.org. They're $50 each or three for $100.
And everyone has a chance to win. Everyone has a part to play in keeping public radio strong because listener support accounts for just over 40% of NHPR's entire budget. We love that. We love being accountable to you who listens to this service and appreciates what you hear. Buying your summer car raffle tickets helps make that service possible. Purchase yours right now. Support the programs you depend on at 1-888-805-6477. You can also buy tickets online, nhpr.org.
The grand prize for our summer car raffle is, no big surprise, a car. The winner will get to choose a new car from any of Grapponi's 6 dealerships. So while you're scratching your head and thinking, which car would I imagine myself in, you can get your choice with a $50 raffle ticket today. That's the only way you're going to be in the running. But you're also in the running now to win $2,000 in gas gift cards. It is sort of 2 raffles for the price of 1. You have 2 chances. If you don't win the gas gift cards, your name goes back into the hat for the car. You can take a look at our complete raffle rules at nhpr.org. And of course, pick up a few tickets while you're at it. They are just $50 each. You can get 3 for $100. As many chances as you would like to buy. Do it now.
It's a fun, exciting way to support the programs that you love and enjoy all year round. And it just takes 2 minutes. All we need is a little contact information, your credit card information, how many tickets you'd like to buy. And the money that you give to those tickets helps keep NHPR strong and available to everyone. And it could win you $2,000 in Irving Oil gas gift cards. That's the early bird prize. Your name will also go back into the hat for the prizes next week, including that new car. So here's the number one more time. It's 1-888-805-6477, the web address nhpr.org. Get your tickets now, and good luck.
New Hampshire weather, partly sunny today. Some scattered showers and thunderstorms for this afternoon. Some may have some gusty winds and heavy rainfall, large hail and frequent lightning, hot and humid. Highs today, mid-80s to lower 90s. Mostly cloudy, numerous showers and thunderstorms for this evening. Humid with partly cloudy conditions after midnight. Lows, mid-50s for the North Country, mid to upper 60s in the rest of the state. Then turning partly sunny tomorrow, cooler, high temperatures in the mid-70s. Support for NHPR comes from you, our listeners, and support also comes to us from the Wealth Management Group at Merrimack County Savings Bank. Trust in wealth management services provided by advisors committed to your financial needs, themerrimack.com. And the Shaheen and Gordon Law Firm, a proud supporter of the Cochico Arts Festival in Dover, now through August 22nd. Information at cochicoartsfestival.org. This is NHPR.
The This is The Exchange. I'm Laura Kanoy. Tomorrow on The Exchange, the market basket mess and what it says about the grocery store industry here in New England. That's tomorrow on The Exchange. Join us for that conversation. Today on The Exchange, we're sitting down with the president and CEO of NHPR, Betsy Gardella. You can join us now with your thoughts. Call in 1-800-892-6477. Email exchange at nhpr.org. Facebook is NHPR Exchange, all one word. Again, give us a call. It's a unique chance for you to talk with the president and CEO of NHPR, the news and information service that you rely on. The number 1-800-892-6477. Email exchange at nhpr.org. And Betsy, just to wrap up what we were talking about before the break, the desire for more local news, in our case, New Hampshire news, and we talked a lot about that. People say they love it. People say they want it. On the other hand, we talked about local newspapers are struggling. Even hyper-local sites like Patch.com are struggling with layoffs continuing there. So what do you think? Listeners say they want it. Do they really want it?
Gosh, well, I have to believe they do. I mean, our stories are picked up all over the place. We get a tremendous amount of online traffic to our stories as well as the audio listening. You know, we've got, donors and listeners tell me all the time that Sam Evans Brown is such a terrific reporter. Your health coverage is extraordinary. I really understand what's going on in New Hampshire because I've been listening to this coverage, and that it has the sort of the same values as the national coverage, which is exactly what our listeners expect of us. You know, the sort of the balanced, in-depth coverage at the same level as the national stories. And we also do like this three-part series that we've been doing, the Derek and Logan story this week.
Really moving story.
Very touching right. Stories, you know, and I think listeners really value those. I get so many comments on Sean Hurley's stories because they just, you know, I think of him as our resident poet. He has such a beautiful take on what's going on in New Hampshire. So I hope it's valued. I hope over time that proves itself. And we're working really hard to give listeners the opportunity to comment on the stories that they like and tell us what they want to hear, you know, to engage here on the radio. I mean, one of the things that we do that is really meaningful is to have a show like The Exchange where listeners can call in.
And it's live and things happen live and sometimes it's not as pretty as pre-produced, but there it is. And here's an email. And Ed, you're a man after my own heart with this email. I want to share it with you, Betsy, and everyone listening. Ed says, a solution, or at least one thing to emphasize about listening live is this. I am emailing you during the show, all caps, and I participate when I feel the only time it means the most because I get to participate and share my opinions and ideas and am able to make a difference by doing so. Ed says he just really appreciates that. He says, I would like to talk to you, but when I get through, more times than not, I don't get on the air, but when I do, it's live. And he really appreciates that. I love that because it's true. And we've talked, Betsy, about how, you know, so much has changed, but so much hasn't changed. People like Ed still appreciate the chance to chime in and chime in real time.
Absolutely. And I've always said, you know, call-in radio is the original form of social media. You know, this is the way that public radio has engaged its audience forever. The conversation is informed by listener questions. And, you know, where else do you get the opportunity to talk to an expert or talk to a political candidate for an hour and be able to really get a good question in and maybe get somebody off their talking points or bring up something that, you know, in your prep you weren't focused on, but our listeners are so smart. And being able to bring them into the conversation just makes it a richer one.
Well, and an era, a political era, when everything is so tightly scripted and people are so wedded to those talking mm-hmm. points. Ed, you're right. It is nice to have a live format where you can kind of get people I don't know, a little bit off of that, right, and show a little bit more humanity, perhaps. Thank you so much for that email, Ed. The email address, again, is exchange@nhpr.org. The phone number is 1-800-892-6477. And in Kentucook is Janet. Hi, Janet. You're on The Exchange with Betsy Gardella. Go ahead.
Good morning, Laura. And the reason I'm calling, Betsy, is I appreciate the fact that folks can download all kinds of programs on various kinds of media. But what people seem to forget is the journalistic research and the production of those programs requires financial support, because without the money to support the newsroom, as you were describing it, and reporters going into local communities, even with all these media outlets, there'd be no content worth listening to. So I just felt that it was important for you to emphasize that we supporters, and I'm a longtime supporter, should be sensitized to the critical importance of the cost of creating quality content. Do you have a comment to make on that?
Janet, thank you very much. Go ahead, Betsy.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great point. And one of the things that I talk to the team about here is spending more time on the air doing just the education piece. We seem to focus our, what we would call in public radio, case messages. You know, why do I support this station? During our fundraisers. I think if we did a better job of telling our story without the ask throughout the year, that maybe we'd be able to tell it in different ways that would resonate for listeners. And then when they heard a fund drive or when they saw something online, they saw that donate button, they might think, oh, I've been hearing those listener testimonials, or I've been really, they really helped me understand what a difference listener support makes, or how good I'm going to feel when I give. I'm going to click that donate button. You know, it's a Wednesday afternoon. We're not in the middle of a fund drive, but wow, that was a fantastic episode of word of mouth. And I can't even imagine what it took to put that together. So I'm going to make my gift.
Janet, thank you very much for calling in. Here's an email that came in earlier from Pam. She says, we live here in Guilford in the Lakes region and have no access to a classical station. Pam says, I am a news radio buff, but my husband likes classical music. Any chance for him? And Pam, we checked this out during one of our breaks. We don't have a good answer for your husband, unfortunately. We were wondering about HD2. That's sort of a side channel to what we do here. It will not reach you in the Lakes region right now. We're always continuing, though, Pam, to search for signal expansion opportunities. That means the actual, you know, FCC opportunity to expand. So stay tuned, I guess, if I could use that cliche. But no immediate answer for you here, except we do have a classical service based here in Concord that he could probably access online, Betsy. Not on the radio, but online.
Yeah, I mean, the Classical New Hampshire is a service that we operate here in Concord. It has a very small reach. It's on our HD2 channel.
It's great, and if by you're, the way. I love it.
It's quite good, and we really want to make it better. And part of that is making sure that audience can hear it. If your husband has a smartphone, there is an iPhone app, a Classical New Hampshire app, both for iPhone and Android. So he could download that app and then listen to the stream in real time. So that would be an option. Or he could listen online, which is, you can't carry that around with you. But, you know, the little speakers that you can buy for your iPhones are just terrific. And classical music, you want to have, you know, sort of good sound quality.
Right.
So that might be a way to go. I often listen on my phone.
Sure. And I have two of those little speakers in my kitchen. And I do. I hook my phone up to it.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Pam,
email. We just put a new signal up in Holderness to cover Squam and Winnipesaukee this summer. But that's a new, our news service is in Holderness. But as you say, Laura, we are always on the lookout. We know it's very difficult to cover the state with the topography that we have. And, you know, when we can find those pockets and a frequency to get the signal on the air in Holderness has taken us literally 10 years.
Really?
The FCC approval was just ridiculously lengthy. But we got the word back in the fall, and we got it on by Memorial Day. So we can work fast once we get the approval.
Okay. Well, speaking of working fast, Betsy, I have about 5 more questions. We are out of time.
Oh, gosh.
So I want to thank you so much for being here, and we'll check back in with you, you know, in another 4, 5, 6 months.
Thank you,
and,
Laura.
Thanks for the time.
Oh, thanks for everyone to listen and support us. Thank you.
That's Betsy Gardella again, president and CEO of NHPR. Let's check in very quickly now with that summer car raffle. See how it's going.
NHPR is your radio station. As anybody who's been listening to this past hour, speaking to our president and CEO, Betsy Gardella, can tell you, we are responsive, but we are also the station that wakes you up in the morning and makes your commute more interesting and keeps you company throughout the day. We can only stay that way with listener support, your support. So pick up a few raffle tickets right now during our early bird portion of the summer car raffle at NHPR.org or by calling NHPR at 1-888-805-6477. Virginia Prescott here with Brady Carlson.
There are just a few days left to get in on the early bird prize during this summer car raffle. $2,000 worth of gas at Irving Oil. You have until noon on Saturday to have a chance to win that. After that, your name goes in the hat to win the opportunity to win a new car and a number of other prizes. But don't miss out on this early bird prize at 1-888-805-6477. You can also enter on the web at nhpr.org.
And it's a cinch to get your raffle tickets, whether you want one for $50 or three for $100. It'll only take 2 minutes of your time. And the benefits of that 2 minutes are going to be here all year long in the form of The Exchange or The Diane Rehm Show, which is coming up, and all of the NHPR programs that you love. Get your tickets now, 1-888-805-6477 or at nhpr.org.
You know that every day Laura Kanoy will be there to bring you the conversations that Granite Staters want to hear. You know that Diane Rehm will be there every day to bring you the conversations about national and international news that matters most. Who puts those hosts there? You do. You do when you support your public radio service here in New Hampshire. And your summer car raffle ticket is a great way to show your support and get in to win some great prizes at the same time. Tickets just $50 each or three for $100 at 1-888-805-6477 or nhpr.org.
Coming up in just 2.5 minutes on the Diane Rehm Show, you're going to be listening to and participating in another conversation about the world that we live in, the country that we live in. Please help make that possible. The news that you need in the months ahead by purchasing your NHPR summer car raffle tickets. Call us at 1-888-805-6477 or visit nhpr.org.
Summer is a great time to be out and about. Fresh air around us. We get warm temperatures. It's a great chance to do a little exploring, and we have prizes that meet all those needs. We have the Trek bike, the hybrid bike donated by S&W Sports in Concord. The early bird prize, of course, will get you wherever you want to go when you've got $2,000 in Irving Oil gas gift cards. And the grand prize, the car. So much to learn, to know about, and to get in on at nhpr.org. You can see the prizes and enter by buying your raffle tickets, or you can call and buy those tickets at 1-888-805-6477.
Supporting NHPR today is one of the best, most long-lasting things that you can do with just 2 minutes of your time. We'll just need you to provide your name and your contact information and your credit card and how many raffle tickets you'd like to buy, as many as you'd like chances. Now, you put your name in the hat to win some prizes, but your financial support can become stories and programs that are going to keep you connected to the world. All that in just 2 minutes. It'll be the best 2 minutes of your day. Get your tickets at 1-888-805-6477 or nhpr.org.
There are quite a few people who buy the summer car raffle tickets because that's their way of supporting the programs that they enjoy. The Exchange, the Diane Rehm Show, Word of Mouth, Here and Now, and so much more. They don't necessarily say, oh, I'm going to win the early bird prize. And yet, that's the cool thing. Somebody does win the early bird prize, and somebody is going to win those $2,000 in Irving Oil gas gift cards this week. It could be you if you're entered at 1-888-805-6477. 805-6477.
You get $2,000 worth of gas gift cards, all broken up into smaller denominations. You can do whatever you'd like with them. You can give them to your kids, your grandkids, your parents, anybody who you could help out with some free gas who couldn't use it. Just get your name in the hat to do it. Call us at 1-888-805-6477 or get your tickets online at nhpr.org. And thank you for your support to New Hampshire Public Radio.
The Diane Rehm Show coming up on New Hampshire Public Radio, where we get support from your listeners and from Merchants Auto, New Hampshire's pre-owned dealer for more than a half century. Over 500 nearly new pre-owned vehicles in stock, merchantsauto.com or 800-AUTO-999. And La Valley and Middleton Building Supply featuring Therma-True Fiber Classic Doors, offering up to four times the insulation value of most wood doors. Information at lavalleys.com.
These are the stations of New Hampshire Public Radio.
WEVO Concord, 89.1.
WEVS, Nashua, 88.3.
WEVH, Hanover, 91.3.
WEVN, Keene, 90.7.
WEVC, Gorham, 107.1.
WEVJ, Jackson, 99.5.
WEVF, Colebrook, 90.3.
And WEVQ, Littleton, 91.9.
And online at nhpr.org.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Dutch military planes have just arrived in Amsterdam. They're carrying some of the bodies of the victims of the Malaysian airline jet that was shot down last week in eastern Ukraine. The King and Queen of the Netherlands and the Dutch Prime Minister are on the tarmac to receive them. The bodies were transferred to Dutch control earlier today in the Ukrainian town of Kharkiv. The BBC's Richard Galpin was there.
It was a solemn, dignified ceremony here at Kharkiv Airport. Four of the coffins placed on the tarmac with a guard of honor provided by Ukrainian soldiers. A senior government minister led the Ukrainian delegation. The four coffins were then carried into the Hercules aircraft, where 16 others had been loaded earlier. This was the first of at least two flights expected today, carrying in total 40 bodies to the Dutch city of Eindhoven. The rest of the bodies brought here from the crash site will be flown to Holland over the next few days.
The BBC's Richard Galpin. The U.S. and its allies blame pro-Russian separatists for shooting down the plane with weapons provided by Russia. Both Russia and the rebels deny this. But Ukraine says today rebels have shot down two Ukrainian fighter planes. There's no word on the fate of the crews. Secretary of State John Kerry is in Israel talking with Israeli and Palestinian leaders. He flew into Tel Aviv today despite a 24-hour